Hundreds march for Intifada in NYC hours after attacks in New Orleans, Las Vegas. By Joel B. Polak on January 1, 2025. Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters marched to New York City on New Year's Day for Intifada, blocking 6th Avenue in Manhattan just hours after a terror attack in New Orleans, Louisiana, and an explosion in Las Vegas, Nevada. Watch, a pro-Palestinian protest is blocking 6th Avenue in New York. pic.twitter.com/oaktrvts1u. Officer Lou, at officer_Lou, January 1, 2025. pic.twitter.com/voofktufgq. Luke Tress, at Luke Tress, January 1, 2025. The Times of Israel reported. Attendees chanted "Resistance is glorious, we will be victorious. We will honor all our martyrs, and Gaza, you make us proud." They carried signs that said "Zionism is cancer. No war on Iran, and end all U.S. aid to Israel." "There is only one solution, Intifada revolution," they chanted, using a common refrain at anti-Israel rallies in the U.S. Intifada, Arabic for uprising, is associated with the Second Intifada, a period of terror attacks in Israel in the early 2000s marked by suicide bombings. A handful of pro-Israel counter-protesters showed up to wave Israeli and American flags on the sidelines of the demonstration, while heckling the anti-Israel activists. A Jewish retiree led chants of "Get a Job" directed at the protesters. The New Orleans attack took place in the early hours of the morning, when Shamsuddin Jabbar, who had reportedly pledged loyalty to ISIS, rammed his car into a Crown on Bourbon Street, killing more than a dozen people. In Las Vegas, a Tesla Cybertruck that was packed with explosives exploded outside the entrance to the Trump Hotel, killing at least one person and injuring several more. The suspect in the latter attack died in the explosion, police said. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.